Photoshop Wednesday number 14. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Build your own website in just minutes with GoDaddy.com's Website Tonight. Just pick a website template, add your own text and graphics, and that's it. Each Website Tonight account includes secure hosting, a free email account, and much more. It's the complete solution to creating your very own website. And as a special offer for Tech Podcast listeners, you can take an additional $5 off any order of $30 or more. Just enter TECH and the number 4 when you check out at GoDaddy.com. Now today's tip is going to cover the pattern stamp tool. Now push the S on your keyboard or Shift S to cycle between the pattern and the clone stamp tool. Now at first view, the pattern stamp tool looks very much like the clone stamp tool, but they have very different behaviors. The clone stamp tool allows us to pick up an area of pixels and lay it down in a new spot, either aligned or non-aligned. Now the pattern stamp tool will allow you to work with a much larger area of a repeating pattern. So the first thing we need to do to use the pattern stamp tool is to actually create a pattern. So Adobe has given us a couple of patterns to work with, but it's probably not going to match the artwork that you're currently working on. So to create your own pattern, use the rectangular marquee tool and define a selection on your canvas. Then go to the Edit pull-down menu and select Define Pattern. Now it'll give you the opportunity to name it. And then we'll select OK. So now we're going to work with the pattern stamp tool, so be sure to drop the selection that we've just made. Next, we'll select our pattern stamp tool. We'll set our brush size. And up in that palette, we'll also select our pattern. So there's a little down-facing arrow, and you can see the default patterns that are in there, plus the new one that we've just created. So go ahead and select our newly created pattern. Now move out on your canvas and now start painting this repeating pattern. Now what's nice about this tool is, unlike the clone tool, you really won't run out of space. When you're cloning, sometimes you end up going over the top of something else and it starts to peek underneath the brush. Well, here you can just continue to paint and fill, and it will use that pattern to completely fill the canvas in if you'd like. Now, the trick to a pattern is trying to get it to repeat correctly, and that does take a little bit of practice. And of course, that practice is based on the selection that you made that was turned into the pattern. Now don't forget, this tool not only has the ability to select different brush sizes, but you can also play around with the opacity. And while we're clicking on things in the options panel up at the top there, go ahead and click on the Impressionist checkbox and see what you get. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.